We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
UCLA ends its season with a loss in El Paso, and the final record 9-4 as the Bruins drop a really tough one to the Pitt Panthers, 37-35. This is Josh Lewin, our Bruin Game Summaries, brought to you in part by our very good friends at the Newport Naples Rib Company in Costa Mesa or in Long Beach. They've got a lot of competition, but their ribs don't. We love those guys. They've been with us every step of the way. And we do recommend anytime you've got barbecue needs, something big, something small, they will take care of you as you check them out. We hope that you do at ribcompany.com. So as the Bruins lose by 2 with 4 seconds left on the clock, a back-and-forth affair, let's get you back up to the booth. Here's what Matt Stevens and I were talking about when it all got done.
Well, the Bruins have played in the Sun Bowl before. They played a 6-3 game here, and Pitt has played a 3-0 game here. This one was nothing like those. This was a 37-35 final. UCLA falls to the unranked Pitt Panthers. Josh Lewin, Matt Stevens with you, and boy, this one just a swerving wild ride with a wild howling wind here on the Texas Prairie. This game literally could have gone either way down the stretch, Matt. And unfortunately, with the Bruins not able to have their starting quarterback out there, it just didn't end well. Although the backup had him in position. Bruins took a 35-34 lead with 34 seconds to go.
I thought it was a great call, too, at midfield to hand the ball off to T.J. Harden right at the middle. And that was about a 35-yard gain, put UCLA in scoring position. And, you know, this football game, you can't have 4 turnovers and win a game or expect to win a game. And UCLA, they put themselves in position, and everybody's going to criticize the defense, but the defense had to play over 50 plays in the second half. I mean, that's, you know, you're not going to win many games if you have that as well. So give credit that UCLA could have won this game at the very end, but Ben Sauls could be an NFL kicker right now, came down and kicked the winner. Congratulations to Pitt.
Better call Sauls. They did at the end and won the game with 4 seconds left after their backup quarterback, Nick Patty, had himself a nice game. And let's kind of unpack that final drive when we can. First, Chip Kelly standing by with Wayne Cook.
Yeah, I'm joined by Coach, and obviously that's not the way you want it to go. A couple of turnovers in the first half I think were really costly, and we were just talking about how much the defense was on the field in the second half.
Yeah, the wind was a real factor, you know, especially, and I think that's why they chose to kick with it, you know, and force us in the third, and then we felt like when it switched to the fourth, you get a shot. But we had a couple costly turnovers there that hurt us.
Coach, you talked about the kickoff game. You had one that was down to the five-yard line and another fumble. I was in it. That win was, that ball was knuckling. It was really hard. I hope people don't realize how difficult it is to make those plays.
Yes, but we got to do a better job fielding those kicks. We had a fair catch it. And, I think Keegan thought one of them was going to go in the end zone, so we let it bounce. But we fair catch it there, and we're on the 25-yard line. But those are lessons that we learned.
So you have a quarterback. He's walking by us right now who's been beat up, and I think you hurt his back late in the game, but then Ethan came in and led you down, and you went ahead late in the game. You just couldn't hold on to it.
I thought Garbs did a good job on that last two-minute drive for us, you know, and you think when you score, and they have no timeouts, you got a shot. You know, they had to go 75 or 50 about to get a field goal. So, but that's on us. We got to stop them.
Coach, I know this is hard, and some guys didn't play. We know Zach didn't play, Charbonnet, but Harden had a real big run there late in the game, and guys stepped up and did well. It was really turnovers and some other stuff that seemed to cost you.
No question. You know, and you don't win the turnover battle, you're usually not going to win the football game.
Bummer for the seniors, but I know you enjoy coaching these guys.
They're a special group. You know, they came in here 5 years ago, and we came in here, and they've laid a foundation for us to continue to build upon.
Okay, Coach. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, guys. Back to you.
All right, thanks, Wayne. Thanks to Coach Chip Kelly, who had a chance to get the Bruins to a 10th win this year. Would have been the first time in 10 years for that, and the 10th time in school history. But didn't bounce the Bruins' way. The Bruins will end the year 9-4. And considering they started 6-0, considering they started with that 8-1 record, Matt, I know it's going to feel objectively like a fade into the western sky. I get that. But 9-4? Not a bad year.
No, I think it's a great year. Like I said, I mean, when you have a season like this and it comes down to just a couple of plays in each game, in particular the games you lost, you know, hey, sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way. And you're going to learn from that. You're going to get better. But if you want to be a championship team, you're going to learn from this 9-4 season. And I think UCLA, the way they're going right now, they're going to get a lot better.
Want to walk you through the last 2:22 of this game. And the Bruins made a stop on 4th-and-1, trailing by 6 to get the ball back at their own 30-yard line. Out of timeouts, needed to go 70 yards, and they did. Problem is, they did a little bit too well, too soon, too quickly. Ethan Garbers with a scramble, T.J. Harden with a huge pickup, a 34-yard play. Harden eventually scored from 8 yards out, gave the Bruins that 35-34 lead with 34 seconds to go. But with Pittsburgh starting out of timeouts, and we thought that would be a big deal. The backup quarterback for them, Nick Patty, he completes one 18 yards to Jarrett Wayne. Then up the middle, 17 yards to Bub Means. Then a scramble of 11 yards got him to the 29. On came Ben Sauls, who into that ridiculous wind somehow kicked it right down the middle, 46 yards, and that was it.
Yeah, the pass to Jarrett Wayne really set that whole drive up. It was out, a timing route. It had to go over a corner and beat the safety. And the safety was just too far back for UCLA. But Wayne got out of bounds. I mean, to top it off, you pick up a big chunk play and you get out of bounds and stop the clock. And then that third play where Nick Patty scrambled, a couple of UCLA defenders, they missed him. And if you just hit him before that first down marker and they have to do something, then you're in it. But Nick Patty got away from a couple of defenders, picked up that first down, gave him time to spike the ball, and he was able to get everybody up to the line of scrimmage because it was a first down and the clock was stopped. So that helped too.
Your heart has to hurt for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who ends up 23 yards away from overtaking Cade McNown for the all-time school record in that department. He had, it looked like a fait accompli, right? Because he had 252 yards passing in the first half. Then he only had 10 in the second half, throwing two interceptions. The back didn't respond. He was unable to play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, the first two interceptions, I mean, it was going into the wind, and the ball was hot to Logan Loya, and Logan Loya had his hands on it, but I just, you know, that's on DTR, and unfortunately, Ezekiel didn't get his head around, hit him right in the shoulder pads. His hands weren't up. The other one, though, you know, I thought Cam Brown maybe could have moved to the inside. You don't want a defender in a throwing lane, but DTR locked on him. It was just unfortunate. You know, DTR had a great game. It's unfortunate his back went out. Ethan Garbers came in. I thought he did fine.
He was 6 of 9 was Garbers, and again led them down for what looked like that game-winning drive. DTR ends up 15 of 23 for 262, ends up with a 3,000 passing yard season. Without Zach Charbonnet today, T.J. Harden got 11 carries, 111 yards, and that touchdown that we thought was going to make him the hero.
Yeah, I mean, he really came up big then. And also, let's not forget, Zach Charbonnet is such a focal point in the passing game for UCLA. That turned on the shoulders of Keegan Jones. I thought he did a good job. But then T.J. Harden not only had to run the ball, he had to block on blitz pickup. This is a very complicated blitz scheming defense a bit. And he did a good job giving his quarterback some time. But those big runs, you know, got UCLA back in it. Just unfortunate they couldn't hold Pitt with 34 seconds remaining.
37-35 as Pitt wins the 89th annual Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. The Frosted Flakes are flying in the wrong direction.
All right, so there you go. And by the way, Chip Kelly, thanks so much for him taking the time. He's always brought to you by Uncle Artie and the Pernia Law Group, the irrepressible Uncle Artie Pernia, the UCLA grad who's rolling up his sleeves and going to work for you when you need legal advice. Basic insurance 101 kind of stuff that Artie is always happy to help you with. He loves being a Bruin, and he loves helping people out. Pernia Law is the official law firm sponsor of UCLA Athletics. They offer free consultations to all UCLA students, alumni, fans, and faculty. Check them out at plglaw.com. So in a game where Dorian Thompson-Robinson was not able to get back out there for a fourth quarter comeback, his backup Ethan Garbers came awfully close to being that hero. In the end, the Pitt Panthers and their kicker prevailing. 37-35, the unhappy final as the Bruins end up, after a 6-0 start and 8-1 start, they end up at 9-4 for the season.
Now the Bruins lose the Sun Bowl in really a gut-punch fashion, 37-35 to the Pitt Panthers. Your look ahead to the next game is really not something we can do because it's not till next season. This is brought to you anyway by United Airlines. That's a good one. Proud to fly UCLA football and their fans. So as Wayne Cook joins us now as well, guys, Coastal Carolina is the next game. I mean, that's not until...
We're going to kill them.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you're right. But you know, point is, it's a long time to wait. And this time of the season just stinks because even if you go out with a win today, it's tough to think you got to wait until Labor Day of next year for another game. But yeah, for what it's worth, Coastal Carolina will be in Pasadena. Wayne, you were down on the sidelines, and I know you took it hard. I mean, the Bruins had this thing. They had the comeback win. They just couldn't hold it.
So, first of all, I apologize for losing a little bit on the sidelines. I just hate that stuff.
No, we love you.
I can't stand it. And so, other than that, it's a gut punch because if you really think about it, the two turnovers going in to score at the beginning of the game, we kind of could have cut the heart out of Pitt, in my opinion, early in that first half. I mean, even though with only four possessions, we really should have scored 28 points. And so you guys pointed it out over and over and over again. The defense was on the field so much in the second half. But let's be honest. And we had Jalen Davies obviously made a huge play, and I actually thought that was going to be the turning point of the whole game, right? It was 28-14. But to me, the idea that we need to find a way for players to make plays. Like, we needed a play. We had the one, but we need to make, and I don't care if it's an interception. I don't care. We had the tips, right? But on fourth down, they get the first down. So players need to know that if you want to win big games, you have to make plays. That's why you get stars next to your name. You know, you come here, you want to make plays, and that's how you win games like this.
Meantime, our helpful Bruin of the game, driven by your helpful SoCal Honda dealers, are doing all kinds of random acts of helpfulness. You can go to SoCalHondaDealers.com. Find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Very glad that Leatu Latu got a sack, right? Because, I mean, he's able now to say he's the first guy in double digits in sacks for the Bruins since Tack McKinley. That's a great thing to talk about. But you talk about a step-up game. How about Darius Muasau with 14 tackles today?
Well, it seemed like the attack for Pitt was crossing routes right over the middle. Everything happened over the middle for Pitt. And Muasau was right there. I mean, he has great instincts and anticipation.
And Jay Toia, it's not often that a nose tackle has a 10-tackle game. He had that today.
He played really well. He was in the backfield all day. But again, you know, and I heard Matt say this, I think, earlier. Nick Patty was the difference. You know, you come into a thing thinking they don't have the running back. And really, Hammond was really good today, too. But the quarterback, I'm telling you guys, and if you look, he didn't even look like an athlete. He looked like a guy that just came. I'm not trying to be mean, but he looked like a guy that came from the fraternity. And he's just out here having fun. And he just extended plays and was having a good time. And he just did those couple throws at the end were really good in bad conditions.
So, in the spirit of what's next, guys, I mean, UCLA next year will have Chip Kelly.
But they will not have the starting quarterback, and we've gotten used to Dorian Thompson-Robinson for 5 years now. The two leading rushers, probably not coming back. The three leading receivers, the two starting safeties. So, I mean, that sounds daunting, but everybody's all excited about this new wave that's washing ashore. We don't even know what's out there in the transfer portal that might still be coming.
Well, I think UCLA, they're on the move. And I think the Big Ten moving there has really influenced players to come to UCLA and play. And also Chip Kelly sort of understands now the portal transferring world. I mean, it's a one-season football team. You don't have time to develop guys. If you do, you're lucky. Right. But you're going to play one season with these guys. You have to teach them your system really fast and really play well at the end and then go on to the next season. And it's a totally new team.
And welcome back inside the Learfield Network studios. Your 18th-ranked UCLA Bruins fall to the Pitt Panthers 37-35 in the Sun Bowl. We left off at halftime with UCLA ahead 21-14. UCLA getting the ball to start the second half. Bruins, after struggling to run the ball in the first half, saw Keegan Jones able to sustain some success and then saw a 30-yard run by TJ Harden that got them to the Pitt 24. They get to the 17, but then another interception thrown to UCLA, unable to get points. Panthers started at their 13. No harm, though, as the Panthers went 3-and-out, but an 85-yard punt made UCLA start at their own 20. Bruins then going 3-and-out themselves, and Pitt starting their next series at the 50. Two plays later, the defense looking to make a play.
Mumfield in motion, a screen to him is overthrown and picked off. The Bruins can house this thing. Down the sidelines, they're going to go. Jalen Davies takes it home. 51 yards, Bruins touchdown.
28-14, Bruins with 8:45 to go in the third quarter. Pitt looking to make up for their mistake, though, as they were able to move on the Bruins on their next series. They found some success on third down and aided by a penalty as well. Then the Panthers were on the doorstep.
From the one here, the guy in the backfield is Rodney Hammond, the sophomore. Patty under center will give it to Hammond, who will break a tackle and go in. A touchdown right over the middle. And with an extra point, it would be 28-21.
That extra point, good. The score, 28-21, 3:04 to go in quarter number three. Punts then exchanged, and we went in the fourth quarter in the middle of that with UCLA up 28-21. Then Pitt getting an interception that was run all the way back to the UCLA 18. The Panthers getting inside the 10 quickly, and then from the 7 taking full advantage of the short field.
They're taking their time before getting this snap away. There's still plenty of time on that play clock. Shotgun snap is back. The handoff, Hammond, who will scissor up the middle and score. Touchdown, Pitt Panthers. Boy, he just slalomed his way into the end zone.
28-28, 12:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Bruins then fumbled the ensuing kickoff, and Pitt getting a short field once again, this time at the Bruin 19. Pitt getting a field goal out of it to make it 31-28 Panthers with 10:38 to play in the game. Bruins then went 3-and-out after Ethan Garbers came in to play quarterback for the Bruins after what appeared to be a back injury to Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Pitt then getting to the UCLA 35. They faced 4th and 6 at the 35, and they pick up 30 yards on a pass to Kanata Mumfield. They then get to the UCLA 4 before the Bruins batted away 2 passes at the goal line. When they went for it, a false start pushed Pitt back to the 9 as they were appearing to go for it. As said, they settled for a Ben Sauls 27-yard field goal to make it 34-28 with 4:24 left in regulation. UCLA getting near midfield on the next series but can't convert on 4th and 9 from the 37. Pitt got the ball back with 2:21 to go. They ran the ball 3 times to force UCLA to use their timeouts. A botched handoff, though, gave UCLA one more chance with 2:01 to go in the fourth quarter when they went for it on 4th down. 2nd down from the 33 for UCLA. TJ Harden looking to play the hero.
They're bringing some heat, and they'll do it again here. Harden runs through it, though. TJ Harden at the 50, 45, 40, breaks a tackle, storming to the 32, and he's dragged down there. TJ Harden, the freshman, has the Bruins in business with 1:46 to go.
2 plays later, the Bruins on a pass attempt getting to the 23 to set up 3rd and short. That was picked up at the 22 by Harden with 1 minute to go. Then a 14-yard completion to Jake Bobo got them to the 8. It was back to the man after that who did the most in the series to will the Bruins to pay dirt.
In front of his family here in El Paso. A quick snap back. Hand off Harden. Curls left to the 5, to the 3, to the goal line. Is he across?
It's a touchdown. Why did they call a touchdown?
Touchdown, UCLA! The signal finally comes in. Fireworks in the air with 34 seconds to go. We're tied at 34.
And now the important extra point.
With 34 seconds left, trying to unlock a 34-all tie. Holland to hold. Kick on the way. A knuckleball. It's good! And not by much. It was low and angling right.
That tie that made it 35-34. UCLA, as Josh said, 34 seconds left in the game. Nick Patty, though, one more chance, able to get the Panthers to the 30, to the Panther 36-yard line, to the UCLA 39 with 20 seconds to go. Patty then with a run to the 28, he spiked it with 9 seconds to go. So big chunk plays right off the bat in such little time that set up Ben Sauls from 46 yards out.
And here we go. This is it in the Sun Bowl. 35-34 with 10 seconds left. Both teams out of timeouts. Here's the kick from the lefty. On its way, curling. It looks good. And it is. The Pitt Panthers are going to win the Sun Bowl.
37-35 with 4 seconds left. The final pass intercepted. And that did it. That is how this one went down. UCLA falls to Pitt 37-35.
After a 6-0 start and 8-1 start, they end up at 9-4 for the season. Basketball season very much underway. We'll continue the game summaries on the hardwood. Mick Cronin's team, in fact, this very weekend up in the Pacific Northwest. But again, the Sun Bowl final from El Paso with Tony the Tiger himself looking on. It was the Pittsburgh Panthers 37 and the Bruins 35. Take care. Four's up. Go Bruins.